Art, in light of the economy, was this a surprise to you?
It certainly was to me. I mean, being able to raise $42 million of the targeted goal of $50 million in private donations is a remarkable thing, since we all know what the economy's been doing, and certainly it may be a little tough to get that final $8 million, but nevertheless, they're well on their way towards the private portion of this $250 million renovation project. The other $200 million is going to come on the university's bonding capacity. They're going to fund a 30-year bond to pay for that construction, and any money they get from signage or naming rights will reduce that load. So to me, this is the only way to go.
That's what I was going to say. No taxpayer money involved here at all.
Yeah, that's the big achievement here, because if you remember 2 years ago and last year, the university went down to the state legislature and asked for public funding for a public building. But no politician in this day and age is going to spend his or her political capital on funding a sports stadium, no matter how much it is needed. And Husky Stadium is decrepit. If you ever walk through that stadium when it's empty, you can see the missing concrete, the exposed rebar, the lousy wiring. Really, it's a terrible facility. It lacks concession stands. It lacks bathrooms. It lacks ADA access. It's just really out of date, built in 1920, and no significant work has been done in the lower bowl, really, since it was built, or maybe since 1950, I think. So if ever there was a sports stadium that needed it, it was Husky Stadium. But there is no mood to fund that, so they had to come up with this privately, and I think they should be proud of the fact that they've managed to pull this off. It's just a shame they didn't think about this and do it from the get, because it'd be done now.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about some details of, let's say, like ticket prices and what the situation is going to be for fans attending a game.
Well, the university said this week in a press conference that about 21,000 of the 70,000 seats will have some sort of premium pricing for suites or these new patio suites. And special seating within the lower bowl will have a premium. But the other tickets, the other 50,000, will be, they say, an incremental increase of 5% to 15%. They haven't scaled the house yet to know exactly how much it is, but it is not going to be burdensome for the average fan, although I'm certain that some people will feel left out. The student section is the biggest change. Rather than being on the 50-yard line on the north side, they're moving it into the west end zone along with the band. And, you know, I can't imagine the students are happy about that. But on the other hand, they're getting a great field in which it's going to be a whole lot closer to the action, because they've removed the running track around the stadium. And the front row is actually going to be closer to the sidelines at 44 feet than the front row at the Seahawks stadium. So it is going to be an intimate, loud, intense experience. And it's going to have, of course, all the amenities that a modern American sports arena has.
Well, we know they're going to lower the field. Are they going to change the roof at all?
No, it's still going to be out there in the wet and the cold in November. The suites will be sheltered, obviously, and there is an opportunity to have an inside-outside experience with these new patio decks, but it will look essentially the same. They're going to preserve the view of the lake and finally make a grand entrance to the stadium, because they never had one before, and I think it's going to be a very effective recruiting tool. And yes, they are going to preserve the tunnel for the Husky players to come out in. That is a tradition that will not be changed from 1920 to now.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is sportspressnw.com. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.